Blog Talk Radio.
Very wise.
Just because the song is named after the show don't mean it's appropriate.
In any event, everybody, this is Lady Taz, and thank you for joining us again for our Sunday show. And yep, guess what? The topic is the younger man and the older woman. That song that you just listened to was written by Millie Jackson, and it was one of her hits in 1992. Mm. And at the time when she wrote this particular song, she, in fact, was dating a man that was 15 years younger than she was. Now, I want to say, for the record, I did about 48 hours of research on this subject. And you know what? I found it very interesting. There were a lot of things that I found rather surprising. But in any event, generally when we talk younger man, older woman, it is assumed for statistical purposes, etc., that we're talking about somebody or a man who is 10 years younger than the female. We've got some reverb on the line. James, perhaps it's you?
In any event,
here's what I'd like to do. Usually when I've done some research on things, I like to start by sort of putting out some of the research and getting feedback. But this week I'm going to do something different because I don't want the research to skew anybody's impression or opinion. Now, I'm going to start with a gentleman, and I'm going to ask two, well, maybe three, basic questions that I would like you guys to answer for me. Number one, have you ever been with an older woman? B, what was the outcome? How did it turn out? And three, do you believe that a younger man and an older woman can, in fact, fall in love and actually marry? And I want to start with Sean.
How did I know you was going to start with me? Well,
Sean, I think it's you that's got a lot of problems on your phone.
A,
it's like static or something. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I've been with an older woman. I know you said 10 years. I know you said 10 years.
That's right.
But it was a little bit more than 10 years. It was like 20 years. I was 22.
That's what I'm saying. It's considered a minimum of 10-year difference. But, yeah, it can be 20, it can be 15, it can be 25, whatever. Right.
Oh, no. It was 20. I was 22. She was 42. And it started off great. I mean, everything was cool. It was lovely. But she had moved a little further up north. And, you know, just the distance between us, it got kind of hectic driving back and forth, you know. So we kind of just mutually became friends and, you know, left it at that. We still keep in touch to this day, you know. And as far as she goes, it's the possibility that they could fall in love and get married. I mean, I can't say that I've witnessed it personally, but anything is possible. I mean, it just depends on the two people. I mean, if it's love, communication, and all that good stuff there, then it shouldn't be a problem. But
okay.
I enjoy myself. I had a ball.
Okay. Next, I'm going to ask James.
Okay. Yes, I have been with an older woman. My experience was pretty much a horrific one.
Oh. Hey.
'Cause that was the first time I learned the power of sex. And what, you know, it entails and what it can do to people. Sometimes you just need to know to keep it in your pants, you know.
So who was it that went insane sexually, you or her?
That would be her.
She's a little scared about talking about it. Ah, oh, man, that's a bad memory.
Man, it was. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We met each other or whatever. You know, I was hanging out at the bar. I just got back from the military. We were hanging out at the bar, you know. She, you know, conversated with me. We came by a couple of times, seen me. So we end up, you know, being together or whatnot. And she was like, oh, young man. Oh, young man.
So I was like,
so I ain't trying to brag on myself or nothing, but, yeah, she couldn't handle it. She just couldn't take it. She used to, you know, the same bar I used to hang out at, she would come up there now, and, like, if I was sitting around chilling, like, it could be, like, four guys around us and then, like, three or four chicks, and she'd just walk up on the scene and be like, who these bitches is?
Ooh.
I'm like, wow, really? You said that out loud, right? You know.
So she became possessive.
Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
Possessive wasn't the word. She stole my class ring and kept it for like 20 years.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was possessive is not the word. Ownership kind of sounds like the right word. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was... I can say it definitely deterred me from being with another older woman, you know.
Okay, James, what do you think about the third part of the question, which is, can a younger man and an older woman have a sustaining relationship which can end up in marriage?
I think they can get married because anything and everything is possible these days, but I don't think it will last because somewhere down the line, the age difference will play a part in the relationship, and is you know, the woman probably going to be at a stage where she's just ready to chill, you know, and the young guy, he's not ready for that. He ain't going to be ready for that. He's still going to be wild. His wings still feel strong. He still want to flap them, and, you know, that's just going to play a part.
Okay, and finally, Jay.
Ah, the newbie's up to do cleanup, right? Okay, no problem. All right, ladies, you may want to just come and get ready to gear up against me. Yeah, you know, I don't think there's a guy out there who hasn't been with an older woman. I mean, in high school, I must have been like 18. I was going out with a 27, 28-year-old. And by the time I hit university in my first year, she was already talking marriage. So I was... you know, and it's true. Once, you know, sex gets involved and, you know, like my father always told me, you put it down right, you know, girl may lose her mind, you know. So that's pretty much what happened to me, too. I was of the opinion that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, mutual communication and respect for each other's goals was the most important, but then came that possessory thing. And I want to just chime in on something that James said about when the age issue will become a factor in the relationship, and I'm just going to tie it into the last part of the question, which is that, you know, naturally, you know, everybody has their insecurities, and women have their insecurities when they enter into relationships. And for some reason, I've noticed that when you're in a relationship with an older woman, because I've been in a relationship with a number of older women, that the age will start to become a part of the insecurity that the young man will have to constantly deal with. Because the girl or the woman will be thinking to herself, well, you could probably get some younger woman, whatever. And that will play on in it's going to be a sustainable relationship. So, you know, can a younger man and an older woman stay in a relationship? Certainly they can. But that would be a feat for both of them to surmount certain things like the insecurities of any relationship. And one of them would be the insecurity of age. You know, the young man may have to deal with the issue of the older woman saying, oh, you probably want to get out there, go get with some other girls or whatever, have not. And if the young man is sitting there trying to grapple with, well, I think I have these strong feelings for you, and he keeps getting pushed away, and then, you know, all these other younger girls are around, then, you know, it's just natural that, you know, if, you know, arguments keep ensuing, then, you know, it's going to lead to a disintegration of the relationship. But I got to agree with Sean. Like, when I was in a relationship with older women, I had a ball. I had an absolute ball. I enjoyed myself.
Okay, and now I'm just going to throw one little stat out, something that I found incredibly surprising. In fact, the statistics say that the divorce rate is now climbing to somewhere in the 55% range. 55% of all relationships end up in divorce, marriages end up in divorce. Now, here's the stat that I thought was really interesting. The divorce rate among the group where there is a younger man and an older woman and they go on to be married, the most recent statistics, which is a year ago, shows that there is only a 16% divorce rate. Now, I just found that amazing. Now, of course, I will later say kind of outline some of the reasons that they say that's the case. Now, I'd like to ask the ladies, tell me what in general is your opinion of the younger man, older woman relationship?
Who wants to go first?
You can go.
I'll go first. Well, I mean, it's no real big deal to me because on account of it's a maturity thing. You got to be mature in mind first and foremost. So that to me is really no big deal. Now, me personally, I couldn't date anybody younger because I would just look at the fact that, okay, this guy is young enough to be my son possibly. If I was to go young, I'd probably go no lower than like maybe 35 would probably be my max. Okay, but particularly, I would not seek out a guy that's younger than me, okay? But that doesn't mean that he's not mature in mind. It's just that I'm just looking at the fact of the age. It would just kind of bother me because on account of I have a son that's 16. I can't see myself dating a 20-year-old. That's just not what's up, not at all, okay? And because not only that, I would be, if I'm dating this particular guy and we're getting tight or whatever, I would expect for him to be more of an example of being a man as opposed to just being one of my son's friends or something like that. But I mean, my mom is married to a man that's younger than her, and I believe it's almost a 10-year difference between the two of them. They get along fine. I can't really stand them. But I'm serious. That's real talk, y'all. I really can't. But out of respect for her and the love that I have for her, I mean, you know, he's tolerable, okay? And they seem to get along great. I mean, they're the typical couple. I mean, you know, they get into their little spats and this, that, and the third. He knows how to back down when he's supposed to, and that's it. I mean, you know, so I don't really see a big issue with it. Whatever floats your boat, if it makes you happy, go for it. I mean, I don't care, as long as you're not robbing the cradle. And
okay. Now, before I turn it to Renee, I just want to say we've got two people on the line. We've got someone from area code 580. Who would that be?
Hi, how you doing? This is BC. This is Intimacy and Love.
Hi, how are you?
Always good. Always good.
I'm glad you were able to join us. And then I've got someone from area code 321.
Hi, Taz. This is Phoebe.
Wow, Phoebe. Welcome back. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get it from Renee, and then I'm going to go back to our new callers. Renee, what do you have to say?
Well, I'm 37, and I think it would be kind of crazy for me to date someone even 10 years younger than me. And that's just my opinion, and maybe that's because of my own experiences and guys that I know that are still in their 20s, even mid to later 20s, that are still just out there playing the field and so forth. And for me, I wouldn't be able to deal with that. In addition, I saw people, women, older women in these types of relationships where, like Natalie stated, they have teenagers at home, and these guys are coming in and being the father figure, so to speak, mom's boyfriend, and he's just within 4 to maybe 6 years age difference of the kids, and I see where there's a struggle with that. In addition, I saw that the younger guys have taken total advantage of it, and the female has become more of like a continued mother figure to the guy that she's dating. I do feel like as you get older, that age really doesn't factor in as much. Like if I was in my 40s, maybe to date someone in their maybe mid-30s or so, probably wouldn't affect me the same because at this point in life, I think you reach, I would hope, people reach a different level of maturity where you're open to things differently. I think it's just so much different when you have kids at home and your impression, they're too impressionable and you just can't accept or allow anything around them.
Okay, thank you, Renee. And now, PZ, what do you have to say?
Excuse me?
580 area
oh,
code.
Oh, BC.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
PZ.
Yeah,
what do you
I,
have to say on this subject?
This is BC.
BC. Okay,
yes,
sorry.
No, this, you know, for me, you know, I'm trying to find out, this thing been going on since the age of time. You understand? And I understand what the lady said, because most young individuals, right, and I tell it, you know, yes, they're looking for individuals that they can basically get what they want and move on, because they don't want to put up with the nagging, because if you have your peers, right, and you're dating young, right, you know, they want to go with you, they want to hang out with you, they want to do the different things, and a lot of young men, right, want the cake and eat it too. That's what they want. I hear them talk about it in the club. You know, I'm dating an old woman. She's buying me this. She's doing this. And most of them look at the materialistic aspect than the relationship aspect, right? And
okay.
that's what it is. You know, I mean, we have to call it what it is. But for me, you know, I don't worry about the individual next door. You know, if that's what you want, hey, you know, what floats your boat? You know, go ahead and have it.
Yeah.
You suffer
okay,
the consequences
and-
in the long run. You know. That's what
okay,
I mean.
And I'm going to turn it now to you, Phoebe. What do you think about this subject?
I personally agree with the young lady as well as the man. So both ways, it really depends on the person. And like they say, you know, well, me personally, I'm 38. I don't see myself with anyone at least 10 years younger than me because my oldest is 18. And I'm looking for, if I have to deal with the male, I need a positive gentlemen, the men, they're not with the positive attitude, you know. They still want to do their thing. And like the gentleman said, they're looking for someone who's going to take care of them. Everything I feel should be a 50-50. So, yeah, age difference is a big problem, even though they won't admit it verbally.
Okay, thank you, Phoebe. And now we got somebody joining us from area code 215. I mean, the lines are just like lighting up. I can't even see the top. All right, area code 215, who's that?
Good afternoon. This is Don Calypso. I caught a couple of your shows in the archives. I thought it was interesting, and I thought you guys had a good topic, so I figured I'd call in.
Well, I'm very glad that you did. So what do you think? Do you have an opinion on this subject?
Well, I haven't heard to listen to the beginning of the show. I'm actually out of the house. But as for the topic of younger men with older women, well, I am in such a relationship. So I don't think it's an evil thing. People always make it out to seem like if a younger man gets with an older woman, he's just some kind of sucker looking for a second mommy or something like that, which is not the case.
I agree.
That's not the case? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So you're saying that a younger man and an older woman, and again, remember that for purposes of this show and for most of the research, that is someone where there is a 10-year difference minimum. You believe that it can work?
Yes, it can work. The one I'm in right now is a 13.5-year difference. The previous one was a 12.5-year difference. The previous one didn't work, but this current one, it's one that's working and one that's working towards marriage.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
We're not there yet, but that is the goal. That's what we're working towards.
But you're not done.
Where
right?
You go, bro?
Hey, BC, is that you?
Yeah, man. You know,
that's what you had to do when you said you had something to take care of.
Yeah, because I had to be on Taz's show. My thing is, what has happened, right? That, you know, We dealing with different things when we talk about young. We're dealing with individuals without kids, and then we're dealing with individual with kids. Because if you come in, as the lady said, right, and you have a kid which is 2-3 years, you know, younger than this individual, right, and it's a daughter or whatever in the household, right? You know, some of the women have to think. Because if you have a 16-year-old daughter and you bring in somebody 23, 24, right, inside your household to try to run that, you know, to try to be a father figure to that daughter, most often than not, that individual looking at that daughter, okay? So we have to have a brain, you know, and I think a lot of people don't, you know, they're not using their brain.
But, BC, you know that I'm not in such a situation. I'm with a woman who does not have children.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay in that aspect, but what happens when individual have kids? You know, in the same household, and you're 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, you know, an individual.
I do not recommend a man who does not have children, I don't recommend getting involved with someone with kids, because if you're not ready for that position, I think if you have children and you're single, you're better off dating someone else who has children, even if they're not a custodial parent, because at least you guys have something you can relate with as far as the duties and responsibilities of child rearing. When you're dealing with someone who's never had children, I think childless people should stick with childless people. Parents should stick with parents. But that's just my opinion.
Would you say? I know someone that fits that same situation that you were speaking, who the female, she was like mid to late 40s, and she was dating a guy that was in his like mid-20s. And she moved him in. I mean, they were dating each other for maybe about 3 years prior to finding out her teenage daughter and him had been having sex as well.
Oh, no.
So he was looking at the daughter, and she is a younger version of her mother. So he and the teenage daughter, were actually engaging in sex. They were carrying on this little affair behind their mother's back.
Wow.
Man, I don't care. Even if a woman's my age or younger, for me personally, if a woman has children, it's a no-go. And that's what goes back to your older show, that one of your shows I listen to. I'm not going to try to sidetrack the conversation, but again, if a man's childless, you see his voice dating women with kids, that's a whole lot of mess that can be perverted.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a different. That's kind of a different take, though. Like the lady said, you know, most of these individuals sitting up in here, and you know, to me, when you're older and you have kids in the teens and even, you know, early 20s, right? And you bring in somebody 10, 15, 20 years, you know, to try to be a father figure, right? I think what happened, you know, women like that have lost their mind. Okay.
Yeah, they might as well adopt the guy. They're like, hey, I brought you a new big brother.
Yeah. That's what it is. Look at it plays them out on TV. Look at the Hulk Hogan series in the reality TV.
That's true.
You know, and if people don't wake up and see what kind of crisis our society is in with this mentality, you know, we going to hell in a handbasket.
We already are in hell, BC. That's what you're not realizing. We already are in hell. It's not a handbasket. We just haven't woke up and smelled the coffee yet. But I digress.
Now, guys, I'm going to interject for a little bit, okay, so that I can get a couple of little things out here.
Yes, Your Honor.
One of the things that I found interesting was some of the couples that, in fact, have these huge age differences. Now, obviously, they're celebrity couples, okay? So, for starters, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but Oprah gave advice to her best friend, Gail, that she should start dating a younger man. This really does tend to be, lately, a big trend. For example, Priscilla Presley and Marco Garibaldi, 10-year difference. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, 12-year difference. Daryl Hannah and David Blaine, 12 years. Susan Sarandon and Tim Robinson, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Roseanne Barr and Ben Thomas, 14 years. Raquel Welch and Richard Palmer, 14 years.
Roseanne Barr is dating a man?
Pardon?
Roseanne Barr is actually dating a man?
Yeah, I was just a shock.
Don, let her finish.
I was up on my
sorry about that, but I was shocked. I almost threw up in my mouth. Carry on, Your Honor. Sorry about that.
Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher, 15 years. Fran Drescher and John, 16 years. Tina Turner and Irwin Bach, 16 years. Katie Couric and Brooks Perlin, 17 years. Mary Tyler Moore and Robert Levine, 18 years. Helen Rubinstein and Prince Artchill, 20 years. Dinah Shore and Burt Reynolds, 20 years. Elizabeth Taylor and Larry Fortensky, 20 years. Barbara Hershey and Navin Andrews, 21 years. Joan Collins and Robin Hurlson, 32 years. Gina Lollobrigida, 34-year difference. And guess what? I just thought I'd throw this in because this really, I mean, I just didn't know what to make of this one. Wook Kunder, which we don't know who the hell they are, but in any event, it's one of those Guinness World Book of Record facts, I think. And Muhammad Nur Chemusa, a Malaysian couple who married in 2006. She is 104 and he's 33.
But what is he doing with that now? That's not even reasonable. What exactly is he even thinking about doing
hormones don't kick
with
in.
That?
You know, they say when a woman get older, their hormones kick in, so they need a younger man to stand up to the plate.
Yeah, but not when they pass a century. That makes no sense.
I'm sorry. No amount of estrogen or testosterone is going to make a woman that old be able to, you know, lubricate enough to do the deed. I'm sorry. He must have bought KY jelly for the honeymoon.
That's what they make it for. So if that's what they need to use, that's what they have to use.
Oh, Lady Taz.
Y'all have lost your minds here tonight. You will look at that situation and not see that there's a problem.
Not Viagra, but what's the name of the new drug?
I have not said one way or the other whether I'm pro or con. I haven't said anything. I'm just throwing a couple of little facts out there. I just, you know, a couple of little interesting things that I've found. That's all.
Okay.
Now, here, I'm going to list for you the reasons why. Now, don't forget, you guys, the statistics I threw out before where only 16% of these May-September, or actually they're called reverse May-September relationships, where they get married, that only 16% end up in divorce, which is significantly lower. Now, here are some of the reasons that are cited for why that is the case, okay? Number one. Older women tend to be more confident. They tend to be comfortable in their skin, and it shows. Younger men tend to find this appealing because he doesn't have to be constantly reassuring her about her looks or having to stroke her ego, nor does he have to go out of his way to impress her. Number two, they're more experienced. Well, you know, I'm not going to get into a whole lot of discussion about all of that. I'm sure you know exactly how to, you know. Whatever.
Put it down.
Number three, the independence of an older woman. There is no pressure on the man to support the relationship single-handedly or bear the financial burden by himself. Older women are more understanding. They tend to be more tolerant and supportive. They are more balanced emotionally and can even be protective. Men do love, in fact, to be nurtured and to a certain extent, even mothered. Five.
Objection.
Hold on. Just listen to the reason and I'll get you all to comment, okay?
Right,
and whichever
right.
one sticks to you, okay? So, older women are more mature. They have a certain wisdom about them that is highly attractive. They tend to be more straightforward about who they are, where they want to go, what their plans are, and what they're after. And they find mind games kind of like just not going there. Next, they are less rooted in conventions. Their expectations of a relationship tend to be less complicated and more focused on emotion and the comfort of being together. Now, the reason that younger men are supposedly cited for going after older women is that, or no, why women tend to like younger men is because they tend to be more adventurous. Younger men are much more adaptable. Younger men tend to make them feel more desirable. And so now I'm going to throw it out there. I think I've said enough for now. I think we got a lot of meat and potatoes there to work with. So, let's see. Who am I going to go to? Jay.
Yeah.
We'll start with you.
I'm up. What up?
Well, what did you think of all those reasons to be with an older woman?
Well, you know, speaking from my own perspective and from friends of mine who have dated older women, there is a lot to learn from an older woman. I mean, you know, as a young person, you know, there is that thrill of the chase. I mean, if you're a very confident guy and you're kind of getting the attention of a lot of younger women and you're able to also get the attention of an older woman that is very attractive, and, you know, older men may be trying to get at this older woman, but you as a younger man are able to, I guess, pluck her away from the herd. I mean, if she is on the same level as you and, you know, makes you feel, you know, good as an individual, I mean, I think that is a realistic factor to consider. I mean, younger men get, you know, schooled on a bunch of things by older women. And they find that very, very attractive. And for a reason for an older woman to stay with a younger guy, it is the fact that, you know, younger men are adventurous and want to do things and want to take them out of, I guess, what they mundanely get involved in and, you know, show them things that maybe they haven't experienced despite their years of experience. So I wouldn't really disagree with the comments. I would just echo the fact that, you know, there's just other factors that kind of play into it when an older woman decides to get with a younger man and a younger man decides to get with an older woman, you know, such as, you know, things about, you know, where it is and how it is that they meet each other and, you know, all those other factors that affect the relationship. But other than that, those comments are right on point for me.
Well, thank you, Jay.
Oh, you know, just dropping the realness.
Okay, you're my face, so now I'm going to turn it to Renee. Renee, what do you think? Any change in your opinion?
No. There's no change in my opinion. And like I said, if it's people that are individuals that are older and like the one guy pointed out without having kids in the home, then I'm sure I'd be more open to a lot of things. You know, so I settled very young. So I have a joke that I make about once I probably hit my mid-40s and have no kids at home, I'll probably be recapturing my youth with young boys. So,
oh, boy.
So who knows?
You know, universe opened up, right? That's the thing. Down to that frost week.
All right, Don Calypso, what do you have to say?
All right. The whole thing about the men wanting to be mothered, I disagree, Your Honor. I call for an objection. The prosecution is leading the witness. I can only speak from my personal experience. I cannot speak for other men. In my personal experience, it just so happens that older women are the ones with whom I seem to get along better as far as being able to talk, exchange ideas. You know, younger girls, even in their 20s, because I'm 27, but no, turning 20 in February, even at my age, women my age, they still have this attitude where, you know, first thing they ask you is, what do you do? I'm like, well, I'm a research scientist. It's standing with the dog glaze of a dairy cow. An older woman, you know, I tell her what I do. She'll look at me with the eye of the tiger, like, okay, that's interesting. I can discuss ideas. It's not all about do I wear the latest brand name fashion. It's not about do I go to the latest club or whatever, like some younger women do. I mean, I would expect more maturity from a woman my age, but I just get along better with the older women. And I don't get with them for the sex either. I mean, I know that older woman has had more experience, but I'm not looking for someone to be like, oh, young man, let me show you a trick I learned during the Great Depression. I don't want that either.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, thank you. Natalie, what do you have to say?
Besides me laughing at what he just said, that was funny. Anyway, like I said, Taz, I mean, it's no different. I mean, I still feel the same. Whatever floats a person's boat. And it's a maturity thing. And to me, age really doesn't define maturity. It's all in a person's mind. I mean, you know, and not only that, it's your personal taste as to who you want to date. Okay,
right.
And that's it. Whatever makes you happy, go for it. I can't judge you for something that's going to make you happy. Yeah, a lot of people may stare and think that, okay, that could be my son or whatever, but whatever goes on between the two of us is our business. I mean, you know, I'm not out here trying to make somebody else happy. Whatever's going on between the two of us is what's up. I mean, and that's it.
Okay, James? Hello, James.
James,
no. Okay, I think we might have lost him. Phoebe, anything you'd like to add?
No, I don't have anything to add today. Not on that subject. I agree with both male and female because, like the young lady said a few minutes ago, who's to say? When I get older, I might decide I want me an older man. I mean, a younger man. Right now, I prefer someone who's older than me. But when I get older, I think I might want somebody younger than me.
Fair enough. Okay, now,
Hello.
BC, what do you have to say?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hold on, James. You're going to have to wait. BC, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I'm laughing here, right? Because you had just called out the individuals, the movie stars, and so on and so forth, right?
Right.
I equate those individuals to Europe, to Amsterdam and Germany and Belgium and so on. It just crushes and lust, okay? Because how many times, right, do these individuals actually lay down, right, and sleep together and do the things that they need to do? Half of these individuals on one side of the globe, the other one in the other side of the globe. You see what I'm saying? And that's what it is. All it is a coming together for sex most of the time.
Well, yeah, that is true with those superstars.
If you really look at it, I'm not saying that it can't work, right, with an older man, a younger woman, an older woman, a younger man, and so on and so forth, right? But when Don said that the mother figure, you know, I hang around with a bunch of young individuals sometimes, right? And I hear what they say. You know, and these guys speak their mind. You know what I'm there for? You know, for her to buy me this. I'm driving a car. I'm doing this, so, you know, and all I'm doing is coming to the house, right, laying down for a few minutes or whatever it is, and then I'm running with my friend. I'm telling you what most of these individuals say.
Okay. I'm going to, James, do you want to make a comment?
Yeah, I want to make a comment. So if as an older woman you're faced with that type of reality, would you still want to date a younger man? Like, let's say you know that the dude is just coming there and just, you know, just changing the oil and then just bouncing and doing his own thing. Is that the type of relationship that, you know, an older woman would be comfortable with?
Maybe that's all she wants. If that's all she's wanting and not really interested in that commitment and just interested in getting off, I mean, to each his own. Everybody has their own intentions and their own, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, what everyone is expecting out of life isn't necessarily what everyone or what the majority of people assume we should want. Everybody doesn't want a relationship or a long-lasting one. Everybody doesn't want a marriage. So if she's content with that, then that's her.
Okay. Now, I'm going to James, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have anything you'd like to comment?
I lost my train of thought.
Is that a younger man?
Well, we can help you regain your train.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Slow down. Slow down. Who is that?
That's my boy James.
Your thoughts, Reverend?
That's who?
This is Phoebe.
No, I know that's Phoebe. I'm
okay.
Talking about the gentleman saying, am I a younger man?
This is intimacy and love. This is BC, the only intimate one on BTR. Now, go ahead. I'm listening.
Wow.
How are you,
all right, how old are you?
How old are you, DC?
I am 50, sir.
Mm. Oh, okay, sorry, sir. I bow down.
I realize he's talking to the son of King Solomon here. BC.
Don, don't tell him.
And I'm on BTR.
That's all right. I'm always traveling the east, constantly looking for the light. You feel me?
All right. Well,
we didn't hear from Sean.
That's a little thing.
We didn't hear from Sean.
I think Sean had to
hey,
go
you
on.
Hey, you the cheat out there.
Well, I'm here.
Oh, you're there? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I've been
go
here.
Ahead, Sean. What do you got to say?
Well, I mean, my whole thing is if it works, it works. If it don't, it don't. You know, I mean,
it's the upstairs
key. The relationship I had when I was.
Go upstairs and open the door.
The relationship.
Okay, hold on. Who's doing that?
Who the hell is that?
The relationship that I had when I was older or when I was younger, I mean, it worked out well. I mean, I never had any problems as far as, you know, when we wanted to go out, we went out, we did things. It wasn't to little rinky-dink clubs, you know, it was always like 25 or over or whatever, you know, and it was good. The marriage part, nah, I don't think that would work. I just don't think it would work. Just like y'all stated, you know, a younger guy gets older, and the older woman gets older. It's like
who the hell is that?
You want somebody younger because you don't want the
it's Phoebe.
You
I need
no wrinkle. You don't want no wrinkle stuff. You know what I'm saying? You just don't want. I know I don't. You know,
she might be working out, man. She might be working out. She might be fit.
Don't get me wrong. Now, I've seen a older woman, and she
might look like Linda Carter.
Nah, she ain't look like Linda Carter. But she was an older lady, and she had herself together. She was put together real well. And you know, I didn't say nothing to her, you know, because I was on duty, so you know, I couldn't do my thing. But it just depends on the people and the person, you know. I mean, if you can deal with that wrinkle stuff, then do your job. I guess I'm nice and smooth.
Okay, listen, guys. Here's something that I you know, not only did I do research in terms of statistical, but I also looked to see, you know, what were people's stories. And I found this one story, and I'm just going to read you a couple of little excerpts from it. It says, my husband and I have been happily married for 17 years. He is 19 years my junior, and I'm actually older than his mother. The secret of our success is a deeply committed love for one another. Ours is a passionate romance. Brian and I have a love that keeps my spirit young. Now, she goes through an entire description of how it is that they got together and how she very much resisted it and really didn't think, you know, it was what she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's another show in Toronto. Sorry about that. Now, one of the questions I had when I was doing this research is the issue of kids. What happens if one party wants kids and the other either can't have them anymore or whatever? And here's the interesting little tidbit out of this story. Both Brian and I had always wanted kids. By the time we met, my biological clock had run out. He told me he would rather marry a woman he loved deeply than to wait for someone to bear his children. For several years, we were content with the unit of two. But after a while, our longing for a child grew, and we knew that we would be good parents. Brian agreed to adoption. It was an arduous experience requiring patience and resilience. We had several birth mothers who changed their minds for different reasons, but ultimately we were blessed with a baby girl named Mariah. Our daughter is now 8 years old and the light of our life. Age is not anything but a notch on the tree of life. Does it really matter? We are all on a spiritual path. We choose lovers, friends, and family to mirror our soul's development. Partners of different ages can accelerate this growth. These diverse emotional experiences are opportunities of a lifetime. Let's enjoy them. So there you go. I just threw that out there because that was one of the things that I thought about a lot. What happens when, you know, there are no kids on either side and one party definitely wants kids and the other one just can't give it? What do you all think on that subject? Anything to say on that? I'll start with you, Renee.
I've always wondered that as well. I know a woman, and I actually know them now. I mean, and they're in a relationship, and they're 10 years apart, and she's to the point where she can't have kids. But he wants kids, but he is so, I guess, selfish to some extent because he only wants to have his own. He doesn't want to adopt, so that causes a problem for the two of them.
Wow. Okay. Jay, do you have anything to say on that subject? Jay? Wow.
Jay.
Okay. I don't know where Jay is, but okay.
Potty break.
Huh?
Potty break.
Maybe. Okay, Jay.
Jay's over here with me.
Wow. Jay's right
there
here.
There he is.
Renee said that you went on a potty break.
I didn't go on. Oh, gosh. All right. I tell you, everybody likes to mess with the newbie.
I was just making an excuse for you.
I appreciate
it. Wasn't bad.
All right, Jay. Do you wanna comment on that? Did you hear the last thing
I
said?
I missed the last comment. There was a knock at my door.
Oh, well, it was about having children. Did you hear the story or?
Yes,
no?
I did hear the story.
Okay, so do you have any comments on that whole issue when, let's say, neither of the two people have kids, they get together? Do you think that it's realistic to think that there's a way to overcome that, as let's say this couple did?
Well, okay. Immediately from the inception of the relationship, it was clear that if the young man was getting with the older woman, if there's going to be a desire to have kids, then that would or should have been talked about right from the beginning, right?
Okay.
So if they had come to some sort of, you know, agreement, then it would have to fall on, you know, mostly the guy, to accept the fact that, you know, obviously the woman's biological clock has ticked, and therefore the only way to get over that would be through adoption or something else. Like, there's no other options. Like, you went into the relationship with your eyes open. So, you know, if your feelings got, and hey, you know, your feelings can change, and if that's the situation, then you just have to break up and, you know, move about it. But the only way to really get past that would be to go and, you know, sign yourself up for adoption. I mean, that's just...
Well, and they ended up in this story. They did discuss it at the beginning. He felt that he could, you know, do without kids, but then they both jointly decided, yeah, we want kids, and so they did the whole getting a surrogate mother. So I guess the child was at least half, you know, half of the
child. Right, right.
So, I mean... That was
no. Yeah, I'm not too up on that whole surrogate thing. But yeah, if that's how they wanted to do it, but hey, more power to them.
Okay, Don Calypso, what do you have to say?
I've always been open to adoption. That's one thing my girlfriend and
indeed.
I have talked about, because she said that's one of her concerns, that as far as she's concerned, her eggs may have their shelf life, but she said she's always been open to adoption, and that's something I've always considered. And as far as if a couple wants the children biologically that's theirs, what they can do, even if the woman, like if her uterus cannot incubate a child, they can still fertilize the egg from both of them and then implant it in a surrogate mother, like a surrogate womb, which is something they do. They outsource that. You have women in India who are incubating children for couples who can't bear children in the States.
Wow.
That is an option. I wouldn't recommend it, but that is an option.
You know, Don, it sounds like, and I'm not being facetious, I'm being sincere, that you know a lot about this subject and you really seriously are in love with this woman, and it sounds like you've done your research and you know all the different options and problems and pitfalls.
Well, there's that, and also the fact that I'm a biologist and research scientist, so I try to keep up on the news of some of those things as far as those modern technologies.
Wow.
Indeed.
Exactly. Okay. And BC, what do you got to add on this whole subject of the kids?
Well, you know, my thing is I was listening to your story, right? And it's like winning the lottery, okay? It's like we're playing the lottery, and one in 100 and whatever billion people will be happy in that context. We have to be real here. You know, for every success story, there's about 100 unsuccessful stories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then when you talk about adoption and older women, younger men, we hate to face this, but you got to look at culture also, right? You got to look at race, right? If, you know, in a black community, it's almost non-existent as far as that is concerned. You know, they want their kids, right, by the same woman. You can tell. You know, white folks is prone to adoption, right? You know, if we look around, you know, I mean, you know, look at the statistic, it will tell you. So it's a whole other dynamics we are dealing with.
That's true.
You know, not just, we all one human, we look alike, you know, and that's it. You know, we have our own idiosyncrasies about how we do things as far as relationship and so on and so forth. So we have to look at the whole gamut.
Well, I totally agree with that. Now, what I was going to suggest is only 2 minutes left in the show. I'd like to ask the panel, what do you think? I mean, the switchboard is just like going crazy today. I think that we should do a part two and continue to the discussion next week. What do you think?
I think so.
Good. It's all good.
That's good.
I think so.
What do you think, Don and BC?
Oh, you the host. Just put it on there. We come back.
That'll work.
All right. That's cool. Listen, you guys, you know what? It was a great, great show. Thank you to all my listeners for listening. Thank you to all my guests on the panel this week. I very much appreciate your presence. You certainly added a whole lot to it. And, of course, to my regulars, you know I love you all. And that's it, man. Peace out. And we'll be back here next week. Take care, everybody.
The after party. This is what I've been waiting on.
You know, I thought maybe this week I could make it without anyone talking during the music. It's just not going to happen, is it?
No.
No, it's not going to happen. Hey, guys, I got news for you.
All right, who all on the line? The gay music is off.
See, who
Natalie.
Is this?
Natalie.
I think everybody's here.
Yeah, we're all here. Listen, guys, our show got marked as a favorite.
Oh, okay.
Wow, we just, like, blew up this week.
Say what? You say?
Hello?
Oh.
Hey there.
I hear back.
Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Did you hear what I said?
What did you say? We blew up this week. Who
yeah, we got marked as a favorite by Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, cool.
Sweet. That's what's up. They know what time it is.
Cool.
I just knew this topic would be a hit, man. It's a hit. It's a hit.
That's awesome, man. That's so awesome, dude.
Shut up.
I'm totally stoked, man. Totally. And you know what? As far as you know, I think James has said he learned how he learned his sex thing from an older woman. Was that you, James?
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't have a good experience.
Oh, you didn't?
What?
Oh, no. Wow. Oh yeah, yeah. You did the right thing. Leave her alone. Let her grow old by herself.
Oh. I'm so bad.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
She did it to herself. I ain't have to do nothing. She did it to herself.
But no, the reason why I said that was because I had a great experience with my older woman, both of them.
Now, I can't. The sex was awesome, but that after effect, what? You know, when that atomic bomb dropped, you don't worry about when it dropped. You worry about after it dropped.
Right. But no.
How old were you guys when you dated an older woman?
I was like 22, 23. She was like 30.
I was 22. She was 42.
I was fresh from the military, you know.
Did you expect things from her? Did you expect her to take care of you, that kind of stuff, or no?
No, I was chilling, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I was fresh out of the military. I was doing good, you know what I'm saying? I was just chilling. I was pretty much trying to see where she wanted to take it because I didn't want to, you know, be like jumping the gun. So I pretty much was see what she
was doing.
How's she doing?
Good, good. Tell her I said hello. All right.
Oh, my God.
No, y'all get up off me. That was one of my students when I was teaching.
Okay, we nothing bad. We just said, tell her we all said hello. That's all.
So Phoebe's still here.
I don't even know that you were teaching anything.
What are you teaching?
Before I went to the fire department, I was a school teacher.
Get the hell out of here. I didn't know that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I taught for 9 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm an educator.
You in charge of ruining minds?
I did not ruin nobody's mind, mind vision. I'm sorry.
Injuries is a good thing.
I did not warp nobody's minds. I taught some kids very well.
What grade did you teach?
I taught second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade during my 9-year career.
Oh, Lord, there's a whole generation of kids out there lost.
Go find them.
Well, I don't know about being lost or none of that, but I know they know how to roll blunts and open beer bottles.
Shut up, Sean.
Tell them.
Shut up, Sean.
Oh, my
gosh. Natalie. Natalie, we're going to take him out.
I'm just saying.
Just to change the subject for a quick minute, right? I noticed, Renee, that one of you, Natalie or Renee, posted a bunch of hotels that are in Richmond. I like that first suggestion. But yeah, Renee actually posted a couple questions. So Natalie, if you have a chance, if you could answer some of those questions, and then we can start making decisions which hotel, you know, people
okay.
are going to go to. I'm going to be at the one that nobody goes to.
I want to be in the hole in the wall.
Oh, we got plenty of those too.
Yeah, that's why I feel comfortable at. I'll take a short stay.
Well, I guess I'll be at the one nobody's at either, because I'm not going to a hole in the wall.
Well, listen, the reason why I want to go to the hole in the wall, see, if I tear something up, I ain't going to feel so bad. I can just leave it like that.
What you going to tear up?
I don't know. I might tear up a bed, something. I might tear something up. I don't know.
Dang.
Oh, damn. Can you talk to your mama before you leave so she can give you a little added home training? Talk to her.
I'm just saying, you know, things might get a little heated in the room. I might try something or something. I don't know.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
So who you planning on getting your groove on with, Brother Jake?
Well, I don't know. I got somebody in my...
Some chick in the lobby.
Would she be older or younger?
Hey,
it'll be some chick in the lobby at that hole in the wall.
Hey, you know what, though?
Well, you know they got a lot of condoms at the hole in the wall, so all you got to do is just stick your hand in there.
I'm glad I'm not no ugly man. I don't have to worry about all that, though.
Hey, you ain't got to go to the hole in the wall. You can get a short stay.
I have a request.
Just go in the truck parking lot and just say, "Here, lizard."
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Hey,
go ahead, Natalie. What were you going to say?
I have a request from James. James, can you hook a sister up with a cut?
Oh, man. I don't cut women hair.
Why?
Because a woman's head is her glory.
Okay, Taz, we got another subject for Blog Talk.
What's that?
The hair cutting thing. I mean, because he talked about he don't cut women's hair. I think that's very sexist.
It is.
Hold on, okay, Natalie. Okay, I'm gonna tell you who you take this up with. You bring it up with the man in the basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Okay, so you are one of those ones that women aren't supposed to cut their hair things or something?
I can't say what is right and what is wrong. All I can say is what I read and what is true. You know what I'm saying? It's there in black and white, and I believe in it.
If a woman says she can go and buy some more?
I have been with women that have short hair, you know what I'm saying? But that's just my belief. I like a woman with long hair. If you choose to cut your hair, that's your hair. But it's just, you know, long as you know what I believe in, you know, long as you know that is what I believe in, that's what my faith is in. So I can't control you or your hair or your body. But all I can say is stand for what I stand for. You feel me?
Much respect. But if you telling me if I walked into the shop and I was like, okay, you know, can I get a cut? You turn me away.
Yeah.
We need to take him to court.
I mean, you would turn me away, actually.
Yes, I would tell, and I would tell you the reason why.
Okay. Okay. Can I get a two-third?
God, dog.
What she
did, somebody
she
just, did somebody just get on an airplane?
That's actually coming from my place. There's an air show, and that was a fighter jet that just went by.
Okay, you need to get off the balcony.
I'm not on the balcony. I'm in my place.
Close the windows or something.
It'll be a fire truck or emblems next.
I need
to ask.
Yeah, that's true. Because I live next to the firehouse.
hey, I need to ask a question. Are we all staying in one hotel, or is everybody going to be spread out? How y'all doing?
I think it would make better sense.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think it would make better sense if we're all in the same one.
Right. Yeah, that would be great for me.
Cool. That'll work.
Well, I mean, some of you, if you wanted to, you could also, like, share or whatever. I mean, depending on, you know, cost restraints or whatever. So, I mean, you guys should, like, talk amongst yourselves. As I indicated earlier, you all have to tell me where you're staying because I ain't staying there.
I'm just going to put this out there right now. If I share a room, I ain't sharing no room with no guy.
Mm.
I'm throwing that out there right now. Any of y'all think y'all gonna share a room with Mac? It's a wrap. unless you are of the female persuasion.
Oh goodness.
Oh my God.
You know, all I can say is just Lord have mercy. I don't know.
All I can say is wow.
Hey, John, don't you share a room with guys in the fire department?
No. Hold on. Let me nip that in the bud right now. We have a dorm room. It's one big room, but it's all sectioned off. Everybody has their own space. Nobody is sleeping next to nobody. Nobody is sleeping in the same cubicle with nobody. Everybody has their own space. Ain't none of that going on.
So there's actually walls and everything dividing y'all from each other?
Excuse me?
Actually walls and things that are dividing y'all from each other?
Yeah, we have walls up that divide the guys.
How are y'all showering?
The showers are just regular showers. We got a shower downstairs in the bathroom. We got a shower upstairs in the locker room.
Is one per person or is more than one at one time?
One per person.
Okay, well,
ain't no Brokeback Mountain thing going on.
No, that's a good thing. Ain't no Brokeback firefighting going on.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I don't know. Man, what are we doing, man?
Opening conversation.
After those 3 days, man, I don't know. Like, we're just going to, like, what? We're just going to be wrecked, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, what happens in
Virginia? We're going to make the news. I think we're going to make the local news.
What happens in Virginia stays in Virginia.
Hey, they're going to be like... Out of towners today in the news, out of towners come and tear up the town. They don't paint the town red, they paint it black.
Just like we did the White House.
You don't know?
Right, paint the White House black. Hey, but when I ask a question,
did you all get my email in which I'm asking people to please participate in the forums?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
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 I did.
No.
I didn't get an email.
Chaz, this is after party, not after meeting, okay?
Oh, are you running a business? And I got to take care of business when I got you all together, so...
Chaz, when did you send the email?
I can't remember. Was it 4 o'clock in the morning?
Shit. That's just great.
Okay. But I was on today, and I didn't get anything. Now, one thing I have noticed, the email keeps going up and down because there's times yesterday I was trying to send you guys emails regarding the hotels, and it wouldn't allow me. It was down.
Okay. I'm going to try to send the exact same message again and see what happens.
Okay. It's a neat issue. It's not the site.
Yes. Right.
Yep.
What time did you say you were up?
4 o'clock.
You was up at 4 o'clock working?
Uh-oh. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful, though. Be careful answering that question.
You can plead the fifth. You don't have to answer at all.
Because you're going to incriminate yourself.
Thank you, Phoebe. Yeah, so anyway, when I disconnect, we're all going to be disconnected, just so y'all know. And, yeah, I got to do some work now, so I need to do something. Get off this phone is probably number one.
That ain't happening.
Oh, watch me.
Man, we are a retarded group of people. I just want y'all to know. And notice, I didn't say y'all, I said we.
Right, yeah. Right. I'm so glad that you included yourself in that, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It wouldn't be right if I wasn't retarded with y'all.
All right. Let's get Buck in here.
Yes. Is Blue okay? Is Blue okay?
I'm not sure. It looks like there's a problem.
Okay.
I spoke to him at the beginning of the week, and he was having some difficulties stemming from the incident from the previous week.
Yeah.
Hey, I think all of us should send Gamby some type of, like, gift or something.
And what?
We should send Jam something, you know, to tell her thanks and, you know, we're going to miss her. And
yeah, I posted something on her page, and I also sent her an email. She basically, I was finally able to read the email that she sent me, and it basically said that this isn't a permanent thing. She just over the next month or so won't probably be able to be around, but she's not kind of leaving the family, she said, and so we'll see. Hopefully she'll be able to come in from time to time.
Man.
Yeah. That's what she told me.
Yeah, she's got really a lot of study. She's only got 7 courses before she graduates, and she's a little behind in a couple things, so she really needs to focus on that. And, you know, I'm very supportive of that, and we do wish her the very best.
Definitely get the education on.
Yeah, Taz, we know you all for the working thing.
Get your education on. Get some upstairs in that head besides some air.
That's right.
If it has anything with work and no play, just off the task.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Hey, next time you talk to who's that doing the school thing?
Jambi.
Jambi, yeah. Tell her call me. I'll give her a crash course.
He's the teacher.
That's right. Ex-teacher, but I still know my way around the classroom.
You go, boy.
That's right. That's right.
Wow. I was just thinking, like, when I was in middle school, I had a crush on my English teacher. She was hot. I was just thinking, Sean, did you go through any of that?
Go through any of what?
You know, the little girl thinking you're hot.
Oh, man, I had to transfer schools because I had 2 of them chasing after me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, little 8th graders, I had to get the hell up out of here.
Oh, my God.
Little hot asses.
Yeah, I had to get the hot man. And the one little girl told me, she was like, I'm going to get you. I said, excuse me? Oh, I'm going to get you. I'm like, okay. And, you know, I kept on going. You know, next thing I know, this little young girl is, so when, no. Ain't no when I can win you to nothing. You better get the hell away from me, girl. Is you crazy? I kind of like almost got in trouble over that shit, too.
Wow.
One of the other little girls went back. I guess she was scared or something.
And
it's
close.
Wow.
It's close. Yeah, she went back and told. I guess she thought I was gonna tell the principal on her or whatever. But
so she wanted to beat you to the punch, and she told.
Yeah, she went and told.
Twisted the truth.
she twisted it. She fabricated that shit. Because her father and some other guy came up to the school looking for me Friday, and I didn't even know. I left the school, didn't nothing happen to me. But when I came back to school Monday, I was doing arrival, letting the kids in and make sure they go through the metal detector, whatever. So she happened to pull up, and her dad gets out the car and was like, "You threatened my daughter again. I'm gonna kill you."
Wow.
Excuse me, sir. I'm trying to stay professional. Excuse me, sir. You heard me. You threatened my daughter again. I'm gonna kill you.
Wow.
Hey, who's your daughter? What seems to be the problem? You threatening my daughter. I don't like that. I'm gonna kill you.
Wow.
Wow, that is something.
So I'm like still trying to be professional. Old boy just kept telling me he gonna kill me. I'm like, okay, enough is enough. Listen here, bruh. What he tell me? I think the last thing he told me was, I'm from Vietnam. I kill you. I'm like, nigga, I'm from off the North End. I will fuck you up right here and now. Whatever you want to do. So by this time, I done walked out the building. He done went and got back in the car. I say, well, let me go down here and talk to this principal. I get down to the principal's office. Mr. McSpan, I want to talk to you. I'm like, okay. So I go sit down in the office. He come in there and tell me some old crazy-ass shit about, the young lady said that you offered her some marijuana, wanted her to come over to your house for drinks and all. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? He's like, no. I say, well, I tell you what. First of all, I don't have a house. I stay in an apartment building. So, therefore, she told you I tried to get her to come over to my house. That's bullshit. Secondly, I don't smoke weed, first of all. Thirdly, I ain't got nothing to say to none of these little girls up in here. So I don't know why she would come to y'all and tell y'all some bullshit like that. Well, you don't have to use that type of language. Yes, I do, because I'm pissed right now. So they wound up suspending me with pay for the rest of the school year. I didn't go back. When I went back into a school, a classroom, it was like 2 weeks of school left.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. But in all the while, I was getting paid. I was getting
right.
paid. Like I wouldn't get paid, but just to sit on my ass and do nothing. Okay, y'all want to pay me? Fine. So when I had
okay.
a hearing.
Okay.
Oh, that should right. be a topic, how to deal with young girls.
Put a
lot of the older men in the situations. Yes, they can have a conversation like they're an adult. They can look as if they're an adult, but a lot of people don't think about that. And how can you get the handle on a situation when you can't even get the young ladies under control?
Exactly. Yeah. That shit is crazy. That's crazy, man. And then one of the little
part
girls
of that stems. That stems from little girls, and I think we probably even discussed it before, with little girls thinking it's so cute and nobody putting them in check when they have these little crushes on boys, and they grow up thinking that this is okay, and nobody ever checks them, not their parents, not teachers. My son in school had a little girl pulling his hair when his hair was longer, and he was in elementary school. And I get a note home telling me how hateful my child was, whereas all year my son was being taunted by several little girls who thought he was so cute. And speaking to the teacher's aide, she said, well, I don't know what the issue is. All of the little girls like your son. It's as if no other boy is in the school. And then she told me about incidents where my son has hit, kicked, pushed down girls, yet no note had ever come home to me. Why? Because they all thought it was cute. They thought it was all or innocent because the little girl liked a little boy. And that's just over the top. If it was the other way, if it was the boy being the aggressive one, they would have been sexual harassment.
Green one.
The charges up against them.
And,
it would have been sexual harassment.
Is just one in here?
All righty, guys. Who's okay. ordering food? Sean.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, Sean, you could have came to my house for dinner. Why did you have to go and do that?
Go and do what? What did I do?
Ordering food.
Sean, you ordered Chinese.
No, I'm not ordering food. And who said I didn't come to her house for dinner?
Oh, I did. Phoebe.
Phoebe? I can come to your house for dinner? Hello?
Yes, you said you can come over.
Oh, where you at?
I'm nowhere near you, baby. I'm in Florida.
You're in Florida? That's close. That's just right down the coast.
Then come on down the coast then.
Okay, I'll do that. What you have? What you have?
Oh, I'm having a home-cooked meal. I'm going country on you. I'm going to make me a meatloaf with me some rice.
Meatloaf and rice?
Meatloaf, rice, cornbread, and some homemade sweet potato pie.
Oh, damn. I'm on the next thing smoking up out of here.
Okay, hold on. Sean, can't do that because she still has not joined the site. So officially, she's not part of the family yet, man.
I don't have to be. You can make me part of the family. Come on now. You got to share the love here.
Hold the hell up. She got food. I don't give a damn what you talk about. She got food. I'm with that.
Wait a minute. I'm putting my foot down. If it's some cornbread being cooked, I'm there. Damn that. Nobody gonna be coming away.
Come on, and it's homemade.
Right, and I'm 30 minutes away from you. No, damn it. No, I'm 30 minutes away from you. Sean, I'll be there.
She got cornbread and homemade sweet potato pie.
You can't come. You got to stay there. You can't come. I'll take you next time.
Are retarded. We retarded. I'm convinced we retarded as hell.
That's all right. My sister cooking me some cornbread anyway, so I'll be all right.
Hey, you know what? I ain't mad at you. That homemade sweet potato pie, you got me on that one.
Okay, guys, listen, I got to end this. I'm sorry. I got to go. But listen, thank you again. And listen, Sunday we do this all over again at 1 o'clock.
All right, ladies. Let me guess, you got to go do some work, huh?
I got to go cook.
That's what
I needed.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was nice chatting with y'all today. Y'all have a lovely day.
You too.
Everybody enjoy their weekend or their holiday.
Peace to all of you.
Happy Labor Day, everybody.
No drinking and driving.
That's right.
I don't drink and drive. Right. I smoke and fly.
I smoke and fly. All righty. Okay. Bye, everybody. Ciao.
Ciao.
Love, peace, and hair grease.